Welcome to What Are We Talking About Today, the podcast where we literally talk about everything. I'm your host, Gigi. Let's jump into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to What Are We Talking About Today. You know it's your girl, and this is going to be a quick little episode, but I just want to say y'all are really fucking funny. Y'all are hilarious as hell. Y'all talking about I don't need no damn enhancement pills because y'all say I be off them drugs. I don't do drugs like that, y'all. I smoke weed. If you want to say weed is a drug, then sure. But no, I don't be off the beans. I definitely don't do perks. I don't do, y'all. I take fucking vitamins. That's what I be on. But anyway, y'all, let's hurry up and just jump into this little thing I want to talk about. And it's about females proposing to like, you know, their male partners. And personally, I'm not with it. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I seen this post the other day on Facebook. I rarely get on Facebook, so I'm glad I did that day. Because I want to talk about this. So this post says, it is the year of our Lord 2022. Can we please normalize women proposing to men? Please. It's ridiculous. I just watched a young king get proposed to and he was so happy he was overcome with tears. His future wife is a real one. I want to feel that. When is my day coming? Congratulations, king. I'll wait my time. I know my dreams will come true. I can dream right. Don't be mean to my dreams. Okay. Me being me, I quoted this shit because I want all these men out here to know that I would rather rub my coochie with sandpaper for the rest of my life before I ever do some bird brain ass shit like this. That's what I said. Y'all, now, if y'all want to do that, women, go ahead. Do what the fuck you want. I don't care. But no nigga, no man, nobody, I don't care what the fuck you are, you will never see me on my knees begging a man for anything. Because, I mean, you're asking this man to marry you and, like, I'm not asking for shit. I'm sorry. I'm not getting on one knee, two knees, no nothing to ask a grown ass man to marry me. First of all, I barely like men. Y'all lucky I even date y'all because y'all get on my nerves. So, the fact that first of all, I'm not even a fan of marriage to begin with. Like, that's not me. I don't see myself getting married. Like, I've never really wanted to. Like, when people are younger and they're planning out their weddings, I never did that because, like, I don't care. Gene Simmons and I don't know if they ever even got married, but him and his girlfriend were together for years. And they had kids together and all that stuff. Like, I remember watching their show and, like, they weren't even married. For some reason, I want to say that they got engaged on that show. And either way, they were together forever and weren't married. And they were happy. They were what you call common law married, but who the fuck, whatever, whatever, whatever. But yes, I never saw myself. I only saw myself progressing that far with one person. Obviously, you see that has not worked out. I've had other boyfriends propose to me. I've always said no. I just don't feel like that's right for me, or at least with them, it just never felt right. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care how much I love that man. Old dude that I was in love with. You never would have caught me asking that man to marry me. And y'all, I mean, if you want to, do you. By all means, do you, boo-boo. But first of all, ladies, you know, a lot of us don't take rejection well. So how would you feel if you got on your fucking crusty ass knee and you asked this motherfucker to marry you and he said no? Then what? You're out there looking real dumb. You're looking like a fucking bird, a fucking clown. Is that what you want for yourself, sis? I don't think so. Now, if you want to go do what you want to do, if you want to look like a fool, because your name might be Boo Boo, go ahead. Go ahead. But for Miss Thing right here, no. And before y'all be like, well, you're never going to get married if you have that. I don't give a fuck. I'm just not going to fucking ask a man to marry me. Like, I'm not the whole like, oh, that's a man's job or a woman's job. I just feel like if you really want to be for the rest of my life, you get on your knee and pull that ring out and you say some sappy little bullshit love stuff, whatever the fuck they say, and be like, will you marry me? What the fuck ever. I more than likely will say no. I probably will, because I mean, I don't. The whole thing for me is eh. But really, for real, I mean, like, I just feel like that's something they should do. Now, I mean, I'm serious. If he wants to get down on his knee and spend money on a ring, and he asks me, and if I really do love him, I would say yes. I'm assuming I will. I don't know. You know, maybe Jack Harlow. Now, Jack Harlow got on his. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, like, if Jack Harlow got on his knee and was like, baby, I love you. I want you to be like the rest of my life. I want you to be my wife. Will you marry me? I would be like, yes. But you wouldn't see me do that to him. No, sorry. Nobody. No one. There's no one in this world I would do that for. Like, I guess we'll just be girlfriend and boyfriend for the rest of our fucking life if you're waiting on me. Because don't ever put in your mind that this little old girl from Tennessee is going to get on her knees and ask a man. Ask a man for his hands in marriage. Like I said, I would rub sandpaper on my coochie for the rest of my life before I ever even think to ask a man to marry me. I'm not asking a man for anything. Nothing. So now, like I said, if y'all want to do that, that is you. That is you. I'll probably look at you sideways for the rest of your fucking life, because what the hell? Because I felt like if that man really fucking wanted you, he would have asked you. Now, if your ass was just like impatient as fuck and didn't give this man a chance, then that's y'all. If it's been 5 years and you're like, this man ain't gonna ask me, then do it. Fucking do it. But if this is like 6 months in and you're like, he's taking you long, bitch, you need help. I don't know how long these people were dating in the post. I just, whatever, but I'm just saying. You know what? If he is taking too long for you, you can ask him. He just might be like, it's too fucking early, because, you know, some people do be rushing to shit. I don't know. You ain't gotta worry about me. You do not have to worry about me, because I'm not thinking about marriage at all. We would be together 20 years and I'm not thinking about walking down no damn aisle and no damn dress. I already had to do the little wedding dress thing for this. Anyway, I don't give a damn. It doesn't appeal to me. But I hope the little couple remains happy, they stay together and all that bullshit. I mean, that's them. It's just not for me. Do you? I don't know. Like, I felt real, like, disappointed in her when I saw that post. Because why are you on your knee? Dead on concrete. I'm sorry, like, I don't know, it's just not for me. So please, whoever, if I ever get in a relationship with anybody else for the rest of my life, do not be expecting me to ever go to Jared's and buy a damn ring to put on your crusty ass fucking rough ass finger, because I will not. You will never. I'm gonna tell you right now, I barely get on my knees to even give a man fucking head. So the fuck, like, this is, don't. I'm not getting on my knees, because I'm gonna tell you right now, I will sit on my ass and that motherfucker better walk up to me if he wants to dig in my mouth. So I'm not getting on my knees to ask for no hand in marriage. Simple as that. Now, for all y'all women out there who are like, well, it's 2022, I don't want to see the problem. It's not a problem for you, It is not a problem for you. You can get on your knees and ask that man. I just won't. Never, ever, 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 ever. And the only way I would do that is if I'm getting paid multi-million. That's it. And it's probably on a film set or some shit. Because you, because it'll be for play. Because ain't no one. But yes, y'all. That's just my quick little. I just had to get that out because I was real, like, disgusted. Sis, get up. Get the hell up. Like, what are you doing? But, you know, it's whatever. It maybe the roles are reversed in the relationship. Maybe, like, you know, she's taking on, like, the masculine side. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't really care how things are portrayed in relationships. I mean, it is what it is. You figured out how y'all want your relationships to run. But for me, no. No, thank you. No, thank you. Well, anyway, that's all I had to say about that little situation. If y'all would do it, let me know. I mean, we can chat about it. If that's where you see yourself going in the future, good luck. Good fucking luck. But yeah, there's going to be a link in the description that has all my social media, personal, and the podcast page. If you want me to talk about certain things, let me know. If you have a comment about this episode or a past episode, we can chat about it. It's up to y'all. But yeah, just let me know what you want to hear, what you want to talk about. I do have some guests coming up soon. Real excited for that. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening to What Are We Talking About Today. Please follow and turn on notifications so you know when to upload next. Please share with your friends, family, and those coworkers you really don't like, but they think you do.